Chapter 24. Now the demon was moving faster. It came after Ryu, its bulky body swinging as it walked. Ryu edged away. He stared at the demon, afraid to lose eye contact. With his left hand, he felt along the wall, until he hit the corner. The demon's hole opened wider. Ryu looked around for an escape path. Suddenly, flames exploded from the demon's hole like an exhaust of a spaceship taking off. Ryu threw himself to the ground. The explosion tore a hole in the wall, clear to the hallway. Ryu rolled in the only direction he could, towards the demon. He thrust the dragon sword blindly, running it through the underside of the demon. Each time, a gash opened up, spitting fire and gas. Each time, the gash closed itself. The demon was healing itself instantly. Ryu rolled to the opposite end of the chamber. Concentrating with all his power, he activated the Art of the Fire Wheel. Flames gathered around him. He whirled his arms, tossing three fireballs towards the headless demon. The creature staggered. Ryu watched his ammunition become absorbed into the creature's skin. They had not the slightest effect. Or had they? The demon was moving differently. It seemed to be collapsing of its own weight. It also seemed to be shrinking. The boiling mass of flesh was folding into itself. Then, almost instantly, the creature began swelling again. It was pulsing with the rhythm of the statues. "So that's it," Ryu said under his breath. The demon was receiving its energy from the joined statues. If it were left alone, it would take the energy and grow to full strength. But Ryu was doing exactly what it didn't want. He was weakening it slowly, not letting it collect all its power. Each of his thrusts, each fireball, was keeping the demon from becoming all-powerful. Ryu ran toward it, full tilt. He made rapid thrusts with his dragon sword. The demon spat fire. The fire enveloped Ryu's entire body, but the Art of the Fire Wheel was protecting him, using the demon's flame to become stronger. Now Ryu lunged furiously. With one hand, he plunged the dragon sword again and again. With the other, he flung fireballs. Whew! The demon had lost control of its legs. It fell to the ground. Behind it, the statues were vibrating wildly. They glowed with a garish light now, crashing into each other, out of control. Pieces of stalactite began to fall from the ceiling. Large cracks opened in its walls. The place was going to blow. Ryu had to get out. He flew towards his nemesis, slashing. With a last pathetic groan, the demon crumbled to the ground. Its skin began bubbling furiously, rushing inward to a central point. Ryu felt himself being sucked towards it. The floor began to buckle. The left wall caved in, and chunks of marble hurled towards the disappearing demon. It was like a black hole imploding into itself, sucking in matter and light. Parts of the ceiling fell, exposing the open sky. Hard as Ryu tried, he couldn't keep from sliding towards the center of the collapsing chamber.